This is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. The following is my interview with Leona Queen, a brand new girl on the porn scene from the Netherlands. We did this interview via Skype, so you can kind of listen for the engineering and make any suggestions. We talked extensively about her new project, Dennis Black Magic vs. Belgium, which promises to be a huge production, 16 sex scenes, including three with Leona, and her new website, which will be out in July of 2010. Hope you like it. You can find Leona's movies, along with thousands of others, at AdultDVDEmpire.com. You can also find over 6,000 reviews at RogReviews.com. So enjoy Leona Queen. All right, well, let's start by telling the people listening to this interview and reading this interview who I'm talking to.
Yes, you're talking with Leona Queen. I'm from the Netherlands. I'm 26 years, and I'm a porn actress. I'm a porn actress. I've been in Abyss for 1 year. In 1 year I've been in the business in Europe, in the Netherlands. Nothing much happened actually. So 2 weeks ago I spoke to Dennis Black Magic, and everything started rolling for me, if I can say so. But that's a short bit about me.
Okay. Now let's talk about the project you're doing for Dennis. Those of us here in the States know that he makes some very high quality adult movies. How did he approach you about this project?
Well, we spoke to each other on Facebook through a neutral, how do you call it? A contact we knew, both of us. I got in contact with Dennis on Facebook, so we started talking a little bit to each other there. And he told me to read his book that is online for free, and so I did. And I thought it was very interesting, so I got back to him on Facebook, and after that we started having contact on Skype. Yeah, and we actually had contact for 12 days or so, and then I met him. So yeah, that's actually how we got into talking about the project, on Facebook and stuff. Yeah.
What did you like about did you read the book online?
Yeah, I read the book in 1 day, actually. I was talking to him in the morning, or 12 at midnight. And we stopped talking, and I told him, I'm going to read your book now. And at 6 o'clock, I was finished in the morning.
Wow, one sitting, huh?
Yeah, exactly. It was so interesting, actually, because I think it's a good book, and it's something that people want to know about, how it is behind the scenes. And adult entertainment, and also the entertainment in general, actually, because that's what it's about. I think it was a very interesting book to read about, because it's something everybody likes to know. It's pretty how do you call it? So I can't find the word. Sorry. Well, it's mystical,
Okay.
I think it's not mystical for people, how it is for us behind the scenes.
What can you tell us about the part you're playing in the movie?
Well, I'm playing the part of Pascal Ball. That's somebody who has... I'm so sorry for my English sometimes. He has had a relationship with Pascal for 3-4 months, so he knows her very well. I'm playing the part of her, actually, and I'm doing 3 scenes in the movie of her. And, of course, it's not only a sex we are doing. We also have to talk, and it's really acting we have to do also. So, that's what I can say about that, actually.
So we get to see
I don't know all the details yet. I'm going to talk to Dennis more about this when the whole cast is... together, then we'll know more about what I'm going to do exactly. I know now that I'm going to do 3 scenes. I have to play Pascal Ball, and that's what I know at the moment.
That sounds like a pretty good start.
Okay, yeah.
Has anybody else been cast?
Yes, I heard today that he casted the part of Cindy Stope, but further than that, But nobody has been cast yet. No. No, that's all I know for now, yeah.
Well, you're enough. That's good enough. We can start with you. And I was reading there are 16 scenes in the movie?
Yeah, that's right. So that's pretty much, actually. I think the movie is going to be like 3 hours. Like I said, I don't know all the details yet about the movie, but that's true. 16 scenes, yes.
It's going to be a big project. Now, you said you got to do some acting in this one. In your 1 year in the industry, have you gotten to do a lot of acting, or has it primarily been sex scenes?
Well, it has primarily been sex scenes, but I have been doing a lot of acting in my younger years because when I went to school, I went to a dancing and acting school. So I have that with me also. So that's pretty nice, actually, because I think it's pretty hard if you never have been acting to do that.
Now, are you guys shooting the movie in English, or what's the primary language?
The movie's going to be in English because it's going to be an international movie. Yes.
Is it harder to act in English for you, or?
Well, no, it's not. I have to just have to practice my English a little bit better, you know, go to some classes or something. I will do anything to make it sound great on the movie. Yeah.
Excellent. Now, for anybody who hasn't seen you yet, what are some movies they could pick up or some websites they could visit to see you?
Well, I must say, they can Google it, of course. I haven't done that much yet, and the movie I have done has been for the internet, you know. And to be honest, I don't know where they have published everything, but I know there is one site or Red Light Sex Trips. There is something, but yeah, like I said, I haven't done that much yet, you know.
So
it's
this,
more what I'm gonna.
This movie is really gonna be kind of your coming out party, right? Where everybody's gonna get to see you.
Yes.
Okay. Now, people listening are probably Googling your name right now, but for those who can't get to the internet quickly, describe yourself a little bit. You said you were 26 years old. Dark brown hair.
Yeah, I have dark brown hair, long hair, a little bit curly, dark brown eyes. The measurements are different in the U.S., of course, but I'm not that long, let's just say that tall. I have a nice figure, I think.
I can see her as we're doing this conversation, and yes, nice figure, very nice. Natural?
Yes, totally natural. I will stay that way always also, because it's not my thing, you know.
And it looks like you have a tattoo on your hand or your wrist?
Yes, that's true. I have a tattoo here and a little one on my hand. And right. I have a one on my back also and a little one on my leg. So I do have a few tattoos, but they're all small tattoos, actually. On my back, it's a little bit bigger.
Okay.
You want to see it?
Sure, I'll take a look.
Yeah, of course. Then you know what I'm talking about.
There we go. I'm taking a look at her tattoos now.
It's not that big, but it's bigger than the rest.
Ah, yes. Okay. Very nice. Do you want to get more?
Well, I don't think I will get any more because, you know, I actually hear that pretty often now already from labels and stuff. Tattoos, we don't too much touch too much tattoos, please. So I don't know. You know, here in Europe, they are saying a lot. I don't know how that is in the U.S. I like tattoos, but we'll see.
You can always get some later.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Anything you'd like people to know about you?
What should I know about me? Well, like what, actually?
Well, you said...
Difficult question, I think.
You said you studied dancing and acting when you were younger. What did you want to be when you were younger?
When I was younger, I wanted to be everything and nothing. Actually, I was starting at school to be an architect, it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Or not? Yes. But I didn't finish that, so I started at dancing and acting school, and I did photography also as an extra class. I was young, of course. You know, a lot of young people, they don't like school, and I was also like that, sadly enough, because school is important. But I started as a hairdresser, also in a hairdresser salon. When you're still learning, you know, I was learning it in the hairdresser salon.
Okay.
So I went to school at the same time. I didn't like the classes like language and stuff like that. You know, normal classes I didn't like. I only liked classes like dancing and acting and photography. So I kept on going with that. And I've been working after I learned to be a hairdresser, like 6 years. I've worked as a hairdresser actually, and I liked it very much. But after a while, yeah, I wanted to do something else. I was 15 when I started as a hairdresser, so that's pretty young to know then already what you want to do the rest of your life, of course.
So about a year ago, you started in adult movies. Why did you decide to do that?
Well, it's actually something I always wanted to do. When I was a young girl, I didn't look at porn, but you know, you saw the magazines, you know, in the stores, or if my dad had magazines, I saw them. You know, I couldn't help it; we're just lying there. So yeah, I saw those women, and I already had something like, oh, I want to be like that when I'm older. And when I got older, it started being more like, oh God, I like porn a lot, you know. I always like I don't know. I always liked it, and I always had a healthy appetite for sex. So, yeah. It's always been like that, actually. I was when I was 18. Also, I started at a strip club in Denmark. I've been dancing there for 1.5 years, actually. Also. And yeah, I wanted then already to start doing porn movies, but I don't know why I didn't do it. Actually, after 1.5 years, I just stopped and I never got into it again till one year ago. Yeah.
The first time you shot your first sex scene, were you nervous?
Yes, I was a little bit nervous. Of course, I was, but. That was over pretty soon, actually, because when I got into it, all the nerves were gone. I just liked it and enjoyed it. I just wanted more, actually.
Who was the guy?
Well, it's somebody... I've never seen anything from him again after that, actually. I think he did only that movie, and it was for internet also. Yeah, I never seen anything of him again, so...
Did he do a good job?
Well, yes and no. Yeah, it was his first movie also. So, yeah, actually, I thought he could do better. Yeah.
Okay.
I was pretty upset actually because, you know, it didn't. Yeah. He came too early, you know, so he destroyed my cum shot. I felt like that.
Maybe you were just too good. He couldn't help himself.
Yeah, stupid thing. Like, what did you say?
I said you were too good. He couldn't help himself. You were just too much fun to be with.
Maybe, I don't know, but well, you know, it was his first movie for me also, so, you know. It can be perfect every time, you know.
Who are your favorites to work with?
My favorites to work with? Do you mean who I have worked with or who I want to work with?
Both.
Because I haven't worked with any... I have to say I haven't worked with that many people, but I'm not that... You know, I can like to work with anybody, actually, because I'm not that difficult of a person. I don't really have favorites... that I have been working with in the past, if to be honest. But of course, in the future, there are people that I would like to work with. Tony Ribas, I would like to work with very much. And, of course, I've never done actually girl-girl, and I want to do that very badly and very soon also. And I want to do girl-girl with some well-known people, actually. You know, like, I like Tori Black... very much. She's a pretty girl. Yeah. Jessie Jane wouldn't be a bad one either because she's hot. Yeah.
I'll have to give Jessie Jane a call. I need to call her this week. I will let her know that you're looking for her.
Okay.
Have you tried Girl in your private life?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
And you?
And I like it very much.
You like it. Do you have a preference? Do you prefer men or women?
No, I don't. No, I don't care about that actually, because it can be good with women and it can be good with men. It's of course it's different, but I like it both. Yeah.
Okay. You said you were a very sexual person at an early age. Do you remember the first time you had sex?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I was very young, too young actually.
Was it a good experience, or did you need more experience?
Yeah, it was a great experience. Actually, you know, many girls, they say that was a bad experience, you know, or not that like they expected, but I loved it, you know. I did everything the first time. I had anal sex the first time, and, you know, I just wanted more at the spot.
Okay.
Very strange, but, yeah.
So... you've tried pretty much everything off screen. Will we see you do everything on screen as well?
Yes, you will. You will. Yeah.
I understand that you'll be coming to the States to shoot some movies in the future. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. I can't tell much about it yet, but it's true.
So we're going to see a lot more of you.
Yes, you are actually. Yeah, you are.
Great.
As the plans are now, you are for sure. I'm gonna do some stuff here in Europe first. I will shoot for private. That's a thing that I will do. I know that already. It will be in the fall some movie for them, and I have some projects going here first, and then I will go to the States hopefully soon.
Okay, good. If people want to get in contact with you, is there a way the fans can contact you? A website or anything?
At the moment, I have no website yet. It will be online 20th of July. It will be called clubleona.com. So 20th of July. That will be online. But at the moment, they have to do it with Facebook and stuff like that. But 20th July is almost there.
In the meantime, they can listen to this interview, and I'll put up some pictures of you with that, and they can enjoy looking at you that way.
They can see, they can find me on the Eurobabe Index also.com, and on ScarletContent.net, there are also pictures and two little movies of me. Yeah.
Okay, great. Anything else? What languages do you speak?
I speak English then, of course. I speak Dutch. I do speak Swedish, Danish, Norwegian, and German a little bit. And, yeah, so the languages I speak, actually.
So six languages. That's pretty good.
Yes, I do.
Can you say something sexy in your native language?
Okay. I have to think of something good. Okay. Weet je wat? Ik wil dat je me... kei en keihard lekker in mijn kutje neuken morgen. Dat zou ik heerlijk vinden. Ja. That's a good one.
That was good. What does it mean?
You know what it means?
Yes, please.
Well, that's a secret. No. It means I would love to be fucked really good and hard in my pussy.
That works? That works in any language.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, is it?
Actually, Swedish is a language I speak very well also. I've been living there for 8 years. From when I was 12 till my 19. So.
It's beautiful in Sweden, I hear. So.
Yeah,
is there a lot of porn production shot in Sweden?
Well, actually, not that I know of. Porn I have seen from Sweden. It's not that. It's not good at all. I think actually, it's more. It's of course what you like. Some people like amateur. Some people like quality. I like quality, and I think Swedish people like amateur actually because they make only amateur.
Okay. What kind of porn do you like?
What kind of porn do I like? I like porn with class. class, if I can say it so. No, classic, hardcore, of course, yeah. I like the kind of movies, you know, that are made like by Digital Playground, Wicked, Vivid, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
Zero Tolerance makes good things also. So the words came out.
Well, we can hope to see you in movies by all of those companies very soon, right? If they're smart.
If they are smart.
If they're smart, yeah. they'll be hiring you soon.
Yeah, exactly. If they are smart, they are definitely hiring me soon. Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to say to the fans? Anything I forgot?
Well, I actually want to say something, you know, because it's pretty special how this has gone, you know. 2 weeks ago, I had never dreamed of being able to do an interview with you, for example, for the U.S. and stuff like that, you know. It's that I met Dennis, of course, you know, and came in contact with him for his project. And if I didn't look like Pascal Ball, I would never even be in the movie. So that's, it's pretty special, actually, you know. He and Aldrich Wittmann, they are pushing me and helping me. So I must say, yeah, I'm a lucky girl, you know, if I can say it like that, because the things I've reached in 2 weeks' time, I've been fighting for, you know, a whole year long here in the Europe. So, yeah, that's something I definitely needed to say.
Well, congratulations. I think they've done a great job of picking you.
Yeah, they definitely have, yeah.
And we look forward to the movie. It's called Dennis Blackmagic versus Belgium. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah, it is. And it's definitely going to be a movie. I know it for sure. You know, it's, yeah, like you said, you know, there are a lot of scenes, 16 scenes. Of course, you get, you know, 3 scenes in it. And it's not like the typical porn movie, I think. At least I don't think it's going to be like a typical porn movie. It's going to be something totally different. Because of the fact what it is about. It's about how it works behind the scenes, you know, the sex that goes on behind the scenes and stuff like that. And that's pretty interesting. I think it's something that everybody wants to see, because not everybody can read Dutch, of course, you know. Only people in Belgium and the Netherlands can read the book online because it's in Dutch. So yeah, there is an English part also, but that's not the same. You know, that's a biography of Dennis. Mm-hmm. And the second part is the movie, what the movie is about, the book he wrote. And yeah, because the movie is going to be in English, you know, everybody can understand what it's about. And I don't think you need to know who the persons are exactly, you know, because it are all... all of them, almost everyone, are famous people from Belgium. Also, some international stars are mentioned in the book, but in general, it are famous people from Belgium. So, but because it is something that everybody can understand and relate to, I think it's going to be a good movie. I can, yeah, it's difficult to explain the feeling I've got with this project, because... yeah, it's just special. I think it's going to be something that a movie that people are going to talk about a long time, actually.
I think so too. It sounds like a great project. It has you in it for 3 scenes, and that's a great start. And it sounds like a very interesting story. So that's a great thing.
Yeah. It is. It is an interesting story, actually.
Well, I thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing much more from you. And
yeah,
I wish you a great deal of luck, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Oh. Hey, Roger, there's actually one more thing I have to say. I almost forgot it. Very important. After being part in the Dennis's movie, what is based on his book, yeah, and it's going to be big and a big media success, of course, and it's already daily in the mainstream press, so I did get a similar ID. His book for free, you know, his book is for free online.
Mm-hmm.
And it's reached a lot of people, and his statement is more than clear. I do the same, but in a different way. I will make a private movie about myself so that the bigger audience can see me in a hardcore action before the big movie from Dennis will be out. So I think this is an important thing. The title of the movie will be Leona Queen's Private Life, and I will put it online totally for free, and it's coming on my site very, very soon. So that I had to say. I almost forgot it. How could I forget this?
Well, are you casting for that movie? Can we audition for that?
No, I have some people in mind, you know, not well-known actresses or something, because it's going to be something like a diary, you know? You can follow me having sex in my private life. Something like that, you can say. It will be a good preview for all the porn fans from me, yeah. But I thought of it not that long ago, just a few days ago. So, yeah, I know I'm going to do this, but I'm not going to cast any people in particularly because I have already people in mind, yeah.
Okay, well, I was going to fly over there and try an audition, but okay. I'll wait till you come here.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you very much. Leona Queen, the project is called Dennis Black Magic versus Belgium. And when your website is online, once again, it will be?
20th of July.
Okay. And then it will be clubleona.com. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So people should be visiting that in 1 month.
Yeah, they should. Definitely.
All right.
Visit us a lot because there will be great stuff on it.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you also, Roger. It was so nice to do this interview with you, actually.
It was very nice.